We hebben in de studio iemand die nogal goed gecirculeerd heeft op Facebook de laatste weken. Partijkaart doorknippend. En dat is Murat. Murat, welkom in our studio. We're going to talk in English because you're more fluent in English. So that's okay. So you have a night shop in Antwerp since?
Well, 25 years before. Yeah.
25 years. Yeah. So when you started...
I'm the first night shop owner...
No. There has always been a night shop at Koningsplantje. Eh? There was one when I was 17, so you're not the first one.
But he's the first.
I'm the first. Indeed.
After the war? But one of the first, anyhow.
Yes, indeed.
So, and you are in Oudbergen, I think.
Yes, I'm in the Stasistraat, in the middle of.
In the middle of the middle. Yeah. Okay, so you saw a lot of things change when you started. There was no night shop as far as you knew.
Yeah.
But you saw a lot of changes.
Yes, the moment I started my business in Berchem, it took 3 months to search if there is no night shop. So after this, I decided to open a night shop in Berchem, in the Stasistraat 28. Then I changed 3 addresses. I went just the opposite side, number 27, and then I bought 25, and now I'm back again to 30. So I was just moving here and there. But I'm the one who has been appreciated by the public, the local people.
Well, and it's a nice neighborhood.
Yes, it's very, very good.
I live there.
I'm very satisfied with the people, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have very decent clients, sir, and I never had a problem what the NVI is accusing of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had many controls, more than 200 controls. I had it myself, including the other night shop owners. And we were up to their demands. We tried to fulfill all the demands. And now we found it another new demand. I don't know why, but that the new night shop owner, if he wants to open a night shop, he has to pay the opening tax of 6,000 euros. Plus the existing night shop should pay 1,500 euros. And they were talking about outbating Verkoning or something like that. But we have all these Verkonings, we have all the licenses, we have all the permissions.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand why they are inventing. I think it's a pure discriminatory action, and it's a racist.
Mm-hmm.
It's a racist attack.
Now, if I understand correctly, you also have a legal background? You're a lawyer? Or?
Yes, I'm a lawyer, yeah.
So
my specialty is criminal law, family law, and human rights.
Aha, human rights. So
yes.
Night shops are
Thank
into
you.
That.
Thank you.
So,
I'm very helpful in the neighborhood, and if there is a problem, if there is a problem, it's good for my practice, it's good for my mind to be busy in helping people. Yeah,
uh-huh.
I do it.
Do you think this is legal? I mean, to me it sounds absurd that businesses that are in compliance with every demand that is being made suddenly get a new tax. I mean, I can't understand that this is legal.
I'm surprised, really, but it is not legal. They call it administrative rules, but administrative rules are not the rules of constitution, of course. So you need a decision in the parliament, and we have fulfilled all the demands which were given to us or asked us to fulfill it. We did it. But I do not understand that now the NVI is coming and the Mr. Kuhn Kennis is coming to have a very attacking mood. I don't know what he wants to do with the night shop. Normally, I heard that there was an interview in the radio that he said, I just want to get rid of the night shops and for me, they can close. This is pure discrimination. So I think I am really not afraid from the NVI and the A. But I have enough from the NVR and the R.
But you were a member.
I was a member, yes. I became member, unfortunately, believing them that they are going to do something for public. And they will take care of the public rights. And like the other politician, like almost every politician, when they come to get the votes, they are very close to public. And the moment they win the seats, then they forget the public. And in fact, in Belgium, I am really missing a leader. I don't believe in politicians. Politicians, they always lie. I feel pity about Belgian people who are really suffering in this country. We, as a foreigner, a second-class Belgian, we can go and run away from this country and find another nest to live in. But I feel pity about Belgians who are living in Belgium and they don't get the right rights.
Okay, but we can also run. I don't know if it's a good idea, but anyhow, so the idea is it's not only night shops, yes? There are different kind of businesses that have to pay this tax, and that's because they are bad for the image of Antwerp. Yeah, but I think this is a bit absurd, because what is the image of Antwerp, and who is dictating what the image should be? So do you think that those shops are lowering the...
No, of course not. I just laugh with this word, the imago phalango, in the night shops or the shops like shisha bars or, I don't know, sex shops and these kind of things. But I think public need any kind of different shops from different cultures. Then Antwerpen, they call it a capital of culture. But now we see our culture is being attacked by the politicians. It's not good to attack on us, but there is also a contradiction in the verdict of Koen Kennis. On one side, he says, I want to get rid of all the night shops, and the action is specially made to get rid of the night shops. On the other way, he says that anyone who wants to open a new night shop should pay 6,000 opening tax. So it's a contradiction. Either you want the night shops, you support the night shop, or you are against the night shop. Then you don't have to use the word imago for verlenging the night shops or the shops. It's not correct. See, it's a contradictory discussion, what they are making. They are fooling people, you know, in fact.
Now, in your opinion, what is the value of a night shop?
You should ask public. I received even clients or people without buying anything. They were coming in my shop and they said, very good action. And we support you and keep on doing these things. We need night shops and we need people, a good night shop, of course, who are helpful for the society and for the people.
But you don't think there are too many?
There are too many night shops, but it's the fault of the system who issued us the licenses. So if they call imago verlenging the shops, then I would call them the imago verlenging the politicians have given us the permission to open such kind of things. So it means we should not be blamed. They should be blamed.
It's maybe the fault of the saucer. So, but anyhow, how can it be that there are too many? I mean, if there are too many, then they don't have clients and they disappear. Okay?
Oh, many, many. In Berchem, I would say that we had 11 or 12 night shops. And I personally made an objection. So I said, it's too much because nobody earns, even themselves, the people who come, they don't earn anything. So in the time of SPA, the Robert Forhammer, he was really playing with all of us, like the other politician, they play on the head of the foreigners or weak people. I mean, they were issuing the licenses underground, and they were objecting, on the other hand, through media, that we are hygienically not good, or we are stupid, and we are mafia, and we are terrorist. My God, these people are mental. I think they are. I don't call them a politician. They are mental.
Now, are there already different rules for day shops, let's say, and night shops? Are there special regulations?
Well, I was open from the good time that day and night we were open. So I personally practiced myself starting from round the clock. So I was not sleeping more than in 1 hour. So I just checking that which time will be the best. So for me, it was better till 3 o'clock. After 3 o'clock, it means you attract really criminals, you know. So then I proposed, I wrote many letters. I asked the system, like in the time of Karel Pinkston, the agriculture minister, ex-agriculture minister, he made the rules, the laws, that, okay, now the night shop should be in the night, open in the night. And so they have to choose either day or the night shop.
Yes, and they can open only at 6 o'clock.
From 6 o'clock, normally the law says, the constitution, not the administrative law, the constitution says, which has been with the cooperation of all the politicians, they made a law that between 6 to 7 or 6 to 6 in the morning can be open. But most night shops, they are not open after 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Now, I saw the little documentary that was made, and there were three night shop owners in it, you and then my night shop, let's say, and then another guy, and he says, I'm the night watch of the street.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I see somebody stealing a bike or I see people trying to break in the house, I call the police, and I'm kind of...
Well, I do the same things, so and we took many criminals.
You did?
In fact, yeah.
And we don't succeeded. They come back?
And thank... No. Actually, you know, I'm a special person in Berkham, so I'm a kind of a godfather for the area. And the people appreciate me. And so it's like a family. I'm living like
a family.
It's a
nice neighborhood.
It's a nice neighborhood, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really a bit village-like.
I don't have any objection on the people or inhabitant who are living there. It's not the first time I made an action being angry to cut the NVA membership card. I made many actions in Antwerp, and we went to Brussels with the help of the other night shop, with the cooperation of the other night shops. So I made always objection when it was needed. So they wanted to make me a president of the night shops, but I didn't want to be a president of the night shop. No, not at all, because first of all, it's quite heavy work, and I was very busy, so I'm also helping other people's,
mm-hmm.
and I had no time for it.
But is there something like an Antwerp night shop cooperation or union or whatever?
No, so far, no.
No, because it would be very useful in this case.
No.
Are all the night shop owners aware of this new...
Well, most of, most of the foreigners who are running the night shops or the telephone shop or the other businesses, which has been attacked by the politician, Mr. Kuhn Kennis, I think they are not aware, because I think they don't read mostly the newspapers, and they don't listen to the local radios. But me, I have a principle. I start at 6 o'clock the ATV, and after that I go at 7 o'clock with them, and after that 8 o'clock the VRT channel, and then CNN and BBC. So I'm a well-informed citizen of this city and this country. I like to know what's going on every day, on a daily basis, in this country,
uh-huh.
in this society.
So do you plan to make some kind of union? Because I was thinking maybe it would be a good idea to have a night of strike, all the night shops closed.
I am planning. I want to see the so-called cooperation from the so-called politicians. Imago Verleggen, the politicians, I would say. I don't know how will be the reaction of these people. I certainly will oppose the €1,500 for the existing.
Yes, that's one salary
a
year.
No, it's too much. Because even, you know, I told them that they should not allow in Berkham more than maximum two shops, because the area is too small. You know, so, but Mr. Forhame, Robert Forhame, was issuing so easily all the licenses that he created, in fact, problems between us. And now we are being objected while they were giving us permission to open for it.
But what is the solution, according to you? Do you think some people should be forced to close then?
Well, I think it is up to the politicians how they are going to organize. I think if the politician, they are having a very good ideas to run the city, they should show and they should help the people to and the streets look beautiful by organizing in a very correct way.
Okay, we had one proposition on internet. I asked some questions on our Facebook page, and somebody said, yes, sometimes they don't look nice, so maybe they should be helped to make the shops more beautiful in mm-hmm. Belle Époque style, to make the window and the words on the window in Belle Époque style. So the
actually, I tell you, we are a victim, hard-working people, and we are the victim of criminality, we are the victim of politicians, we are the victim of any kind of, you know, thing. I give you a nice example, that there was one guy coming to me, disturbing me, like I was thinking that this person is either from the state security or secret police. So I was really very upset. So I tried to check his number plate. So I noticed all the activities from this person. And at the end, I found out that this person was forcing me to make a kind of a meeting place where all the night shops I should invite. So I did. And they made it a kind of united night shop. At the end, I found out his background, that this person was a criminal and he was, you know, deported from America. And his mother was living here. And this person, he tried to cheat some night shop owners. And I proposed a few things. Maybe they didn't believe me, but they believed him. And this man was playing a very dirty game, and we found out he was a criminal.
So, but at that point, there was some kind of a union of night shops?
No. There was no union, because these people were criminals. You know, they were trying to take profit of our problems. And then they say, okay, we are the United Shops, so put our, sign
yes,
on.
Yes, but I mean, there was a point where all the night shop owners, or maybe almost all the night shop owners, came together and talked.
They wanted to make a union. But in fact, we were cheated by this kind of person. So at the end, I was afraid. They forced me again to become a president, and I said, I refused. I said no.
Mm-hmm. So, let's see. I asked people what the consequences would be if all night shops would be closed.
One day my planning is that I'm going to contact the night shop owners, and we will strike one or two nights or 1 week, and then I will see the reaction, how the local people will suffer. Because now we gave them a bad habit, maybe, that they can be, easily coming out from their work and in the evening being relaxed, and they'll go to the night shop and they can buy things which are necessary for them.
It's not only that, apparently. Somebody reacted saying, if all night shops are closed, then where can people flee if they are attacked on the street? Because apparently, sometimes you get people into your shop who are being followed.
Many times, especially girls. I have seen one day, I closed at 3 o'clock. I went home and I saw a woman screaming. So I looked from the window. She was being raped in front of my shop. And then I shouted at him and I tried to call the police. The police came late. And at the end, there was one woman who was passing on bicycle. She took her and she helped, and she was crying. I felt very bad about that. And it happened with my experience, since I have the shop, about 10, 11 times. It happened that I had to call the police to rescue these people.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes they also come into your shop to take refuge.
Even, you know, me, I'm a very special-minded person, you know, and there was a fire at 4 o'clock, and there was nobody, not even a cat in the street. So I heard a noise, I came out, and I saw the house is on fire.
Was
I took
Helios?
The family out. Yeah, Helios, yes.
That's where I go and buy my extra doubles out.
They are very decent people.
Yes.
Nice people, So I help them. So I help that kind of, you know, things I do always.
Because you are awake at night, you see things that other people don't see. I think Joris still has a question.
Yeah, back to the beginning of our interview, because you are not happy with the NVR.
No.
But two things. First, the NVR, you're really not a good citizen for NVR because you don't speak Dutch properly. And so I guess you knew that. So why did you still become a member? And two, in Ghent, where we only have socialists and greens, we also have the €1,500 tax.
Well, in fact, the promises which were made through media or through newspapers, I found out that...
But why did you join NVR, in spite of the fact that they are fundamentally, they don't really you?
That I didn't know that, but I knew that they are against the high taxes, they are against criminality. No one, even if you ask us as a community, we don't like criminals. We like gentle people. We are here as, living as a good citizen. So it's our duty to become a good citizen and live like a good citizen. And it's not nice that, in fact, I am disappointed that they betrayed us with their false promises.
Do you have a drug problem in your area?
It was, but police controlled, and now
it was already before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. We were busy on cleaning up the streets. Yeah, there was no problem.
What about the fact that Ghent also has a tax?
No, actually, there is something very special which I want to say to let you prove that it is correct what we feel. They are talking about Leuven.
Well, what's
the, no, Leuven, what's the name? The Burgmaster.
Tobak.
The Louis Tobak, yeah. Louis Tobak, he is a racist. Ghent, he's a racist. Mechelen, he's a racist. Bart Somers, he's a racist. These people, if you talk with them, they'd really like to fight with you. So they are not a Democrat. These people, all who are against the foreigners, they in their areas started to tax the peoples, which is not honest, which is not human, which is not correct.
One last question.
Yes, please.
Are you going to pay?
No, certainly not. I believe in civil disobedience against such kind of actions from the politicians.
And are you going to take legal action then?
Of course.
Okay, you're a lawyer.
Yeah, no. They don't know what I have in my mind.
Okay.
So I will fight for it, and I will not let them to attack on us, financially attack. This is a financially attack.
Okay, Murat, thank you for coming, and
you're
keep us posted.
Thank you.